ביוהן דף, מדלת עמד א', תוקע בראשוין המושך בשנייה כשתיים. אומר רבי יוחנן, שומע תשע תקיעיס ותשע שויס ביום יוצא. The person heard nine tkiyas in 9 hours is yoytze. Tanya, so what the chiddush is, we'll see one of the chiddushim is that even though a shor kedei ligmer es kuloi, there's no such paslas in the tkiya. Tanya nami hochi, we learned that Baraisa says the same thing. Shoma teisha tkiyas beteisha shoyis bayoim yotzo. He's yoytze. Mites b'nei Adam ke'echad. Now let us learn, let us first see, the we'll learn lo yotzen, we'll first see Taisvis pshat. Mites b'nei Adam ke'echad. If a person, the first case was, he heard tes kailais in the 9 hours. He had a tki in the first hour or two, the second hour. Yotzen. Mites b'nei Adam ke'echad. If he heard tes kailas from 9 people, ke'echad, it means Reuven blew a tkiye, Shimon at the same time blew a trua, Levi blew a tkiye, so he heard 3 times, tarat, tarat, tarat. Ke'echad, lo yotzo. So Taisvis is geiris, lo yotzo. Why is lo yotzo? So Taisa says, because the halacha is, even one can hear, heiche de chvivi, one can hear the trei koli, but it's ke'echad. If it's ke'echad, it's lo yotzo. Because you need a tkiya lefonel and a tkiya lachel. So let us see the lashon of Taisvis. This is the 4th line of Taisvis. Mitisha, v'nire lekayim girsas hasvarim, mitisha b'nei Adam ke'echad lo yotza, you're not yotza. Why not? Mishum de'ein kan betrua pshuta lefoneo upshuta la'achreho, kivin shahakul biyachad. Because everything is together, that's why you are not yotza. Zogt der Bereise weiter, Tekia mize, utrua mize, agavuche, das was Emes wants to say, that it would seem from Taisus, we hear a machlekes harishainim, that what we say, heiche de chevivi, trekoli mishtami, there's a machlekes harishainim, if one can hear both koilis, or one can hear only one of the two. From the Rehitis Loshna Taisus, it would seem that Taisus holds you can hear all three. And the reason you're not Yaitse, because it's a tkila for now, it's not a, because if one can hear one, so why does it say lo yotze? So you Yaitse the tkia. You Yaitse the tkia I can listen to. I have to hear later, but the tkia I heard and I can listen to. So the Pashtis from Taisus would seem that Taisus holds that you can hear all the kailas. And the reason you're not yaitza, because you need a tkiyah for now, the tkiyah lachel. Tkiyah mizeh utruah mizeh. What does this mean? So Taisvis learns, but what if it wasn't ke'echad? First, Reuven blew a tkiyah, then Shimon blew a truah, then yotza, then is yaitza. Then the Baraisa says further, vafilu besirugim. Afilo, there was a hefsik shah between the first kiye and the true, you also yaitze. Vafilo kol ayoim kuloi. Afilo, the siru was kol ayoim kuloi, you also yaitze. So let us see, let us continue with Taisvis. So Taisvis says as follows. Taisvis says, vahash de gore shaper, tkiya mize, utrua mize, yotzo, Tahainu ze acher ze. If it wasn't kechot, you had also the test b'nei Adam, bo ze acher ze, you yaitze. V'seirugim, l'cheire, what is the chiddush? L'cheire, the chiddush is that perhaps I would think that the halach is you need a tkiya lefoneh and a tkiya lachel, so I would think there has to be some sort of a chibur between the tkiya and the trua, that's considered a tkiya lefoneh. So it could be if different people blew it, Maybe it's not called a tkiya lefoneo. The Reuven blew a tkiya at all. The Reuven blew a tkiya. Shimon blew a truah. So perhaps I would think it's not called a tkiya lefoneo. Shteinitazoi, it's called a tkiya lefoneo, even though it's from different people. And then he says a bigger chiddush. Vafilu b'sirugim. What's the chiddush of sirugim? V'sirugim, perish sirugim, hafsok is harbe. There's a big hafsik between the first kiyah and the truah. Shetekeya umafsik v'shoye lasis atruad lachar sho. There's a hafsik. There's a big hafsik. Vafilu kol hayom kuloi. Vafilu kol hayom kuloi. So, Emerson, I saw the Taisus HaRosh asks Akasha, so, L'chaire, the Beraisa is repetitious. The Beraisa starts off by saying, Shoma Teisha Tkiyas B'Teisha Shois B'Yoim Yotzo. So, the Din of Sirugim, it says already, Teisha Tkiyas B'Teisha Shois B'Yoim Yotzo. Then later, it says, Zeh, Tkiyah Mizeh, Truah Mizeh, which Taisus learns between Zeh HaZeh, Yotza vafilu b'sirugim, afilu there's a hefsek. So that is the first halacha. So why is the Baraisa repeating itself again? As if the Taisus HaRosh. The Taisus HaRosh has a very interesting teretz. The Taisus HaRosh says that the first case is speaking about teisha tkiyas b'teisha shois. So he says that the hosom yesh loy shois kivuois litkoya. There's a pattern that Teisha Shoista means on the dot. 8 o'clock, there was a Tkiye. 9 o'clock, there was a Truah. 10 o'clock, there was another Tkiye. There was a pattern. If there's a pattern, but here there's no pattern. Sirugi means there's no pattern. There was a Tkiye, 8 o'clock and 11, and 11:30, there was a Truah. And then, and there was no Cheshbon whatsoever. That's what the Taisus HaRosh says. What is the svare? It could be again also that you need a tkiyah for now, a tkiyah lachad. There has to be some connection. So if there's a pattern, so that's the ratio. The pattern makes it lefoner lachad because every hour on the hour he is a kill. So that. But if it's on a cheshbon, perhaps I would think that it's no good. Kamashmon that it is good. They could say another teretz, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch Lom shot. In that the second case is telling us it's there's tartilere yuse. There's a hefsik bintayim, and there's different people blowing it. And as Eva states from the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaban Simen Tak Peiches says Shama Teisha Tkiyas B'Teisha Shois V'Afilu Heimi Tes B'nei Adam. So the Mechab held it for a Revusa. So there's a Tartil Reyusa. Number one, there's a Hefsik Zman between the Kailas, and number two, there are different people blowing it. Afal P came, it's still considered a Tkiyah Lefoneo and a Tkiyah Lachel. This is Shitas HaTaisus. Let us see Rashi. Teisha Tkiyas Truais namikom. Doesn't mean tkiyas, means kailis. Mitisha bnei adam ke echad lo yotzi. Zot rashi treikoli loy mishtami kach pirusha. That if he heard, mitisha bnei adam ke echad lo yotzi, treikoli loy mishtami. Kach pirusha lofi mashekosov besvorim, vilav milsi do akimne treikoli mitre gavri mishtami. So it would seem from this Rashi that Rashi says, why aren't you Yoitza? You can hear Trei Koli. And L'cheira Rashi, L'cheira means to say that you're Yoitza with everything. You hear all the Koilas. V'hochi garsina lo b'tei sefte. So Rashi says unto the sefte state, nitazoi. And the sefte state, mitisha b'nei odom ke'echad Yoitza. You are Yoitza. Verkehrt, and Rashi weiss doch ois that there's no chesorin of tkiyah lefoneo, tkiyah lachreo. As long as it's not lachreo, it's good. Basachas is also good. So it says that's good. Vafilu b'seirugim. Vafilu there's a hefsik. Vafilu kol hayom kuloi. V'loy garsin en tkiyah mizeh o truah mizeh yotzo. Dahaynu reishe. According to Taisves, Tkiyah Mizeh, Truah Mizeh, or speaking about when it's not together. When it's together, you're not Yotze. But according to Rashi, Rashi says when it's together, you also yoitze. So you heard that kiyam is etrum is et. Ha'inu reishet. V'gasinu lahochi l'gasinu. Mitesh niyodom ke'echot. Kiyam is etrum is et yotze. V'afilu b'serugim. Faker. That the faker, each one of those that kiyam is etrum is et, you yoitze everything. Yeah. Now let us see the beginning of Toisvis, Kach Kosov Besvom, Vikshe Bekuntur, Shemai Lo Yot, so signal all the three calling me three Gavri Mishtami, a perish the Gassini with the Sefta Mitish Mdiyot Mkechad Yot, so Filo Besirugim, and Toisvis says, you're not Yotze because need a Tkiel of Oner, not Tkiel Achel. Zog the Gemara Vaito, Mi Yomar Rabbi Yochanan Hochi, does Rabbi Yochanan hold that if there was a space in between Teisha Shoishi Yotze, Vomar Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rav Shem Ben Yotze, Odok, Bahalol ubemegile imshak deligmeres kula chayzal roish. If there was a span of time in the middle of halol or the megile, deligmeres kula, the time it takes to say whole halol and whole megile chayzal roish. So that takes away the chibur of the halol. So lochera takes away the chibur of the teskailus. So the Gemara like Kash, Odi Day, Odi Rabbi. Rabbi Yochanan said, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yitzchak. He personally holds it as a, he holds, and for the shock of the Ligmer's Kula, Yoah Yitzchak. In fact, the Gemara of Odi Day, Loi, and he himself doesn't hold it as a psul of shock of the Ligmer's Kula. The Rabbi Bo, Avi Shokil, Vozel, Basre, the Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Bo was walking behind Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Kori Krishma. Rabbi Bo was leaning Krishma. Kimota le Mevoyis Metanofis. When they came to Mevoyis Metanofis, Ishtik. So he stopped leaning. Bosa the Cholif, after they passed by, he Omalei, Mal Ligma, am I permitted to be Goyma? They have to start all over again. So that's what he told him. So we see Rabbi Yochanan himself holds shok kedei ligmeres kula chayzal araish. And but the Gemara hachi kam alei. No, pshat is like this. He told him as follows: Lidi di lois virali. I don't hold. See, there's a machlokes rishonim. I don't hold that bechlal is a problem. Lididoch, because I hold. Let's say the way Rashi is. I hold shogde ligmeres kulo is no problem. Lididoch the sviraloch. But if you do hold that there is a problem of shehiye. So those that hold as a problem of Shia, the Shir Shia is Kedei Ligmeres Kula. Let us see Rashi. Im Shor B'Seirugei Kedei Ligmeres Kula Chayza. Lididi Leisvirali. So Rashi says there was a double Leisvirali. Number one, Ma'ashev Sakta. That you stopped laning Krishma when we reached the Mevoyis Hametanofis. The Israel Rabbi Yochanan be Meseches Brachis. Rabbi Yochanan holds Meseches Brachis. O Yekayre Kriyishma v'igil Mevoyis Metanofis. Miniach Yodoy Alpiv v'Kayre. He continues laning Krishma, but he just covers his mouth. The Gram Horovitz says in Meseches Brachis, what's the meaning of covering the mouth? The idea of covering the mouth is it gives it a halacha of hirur, and he held hirur is mutter b'mavoyis hametanofis. That's since the koil is not heard, he's speaking to himself, so it's called a din of hirur. That's what the Gram Horovitz says. So Mamele, that's number one. Number one, that what you stopped laning, I personally hold you could have continued laning. Number two, v'lo svirali nami de mishum shor yitzorich lachzer. I also don't hold for that by shia you have to be chayza. But lidi doch the sviraloch vata chaylik alai b'shteya. The kivin the kabois mal le goymera vatsh yishayla mechlal the sviraloch sirugin ba'akvi kriye. That is, there's a hefsik as makir mi boyloch so yehoshayla was bekama have a sirugin. That I see you hold like that. So Mimelis, that I'll tell you, if you hold that Shia is a hefsik, the Shia is Kedei Ligmeres Kula. Tono Rabbonon. Tikiyais ein ma'akvais zu esu, brochais ein ma'akvais zu esu. Tikiyais u brochais shal hoyshe shonim v'shem ha'kipurim ma'akvais. Let us see what Rashi says. Tikiyais u brochais da'alme, kigoin tainiyais. Ein ma'akvin zu esu im birech v'loi toka. If he made a broch and he wasn't takeya, so he was yoitze the birchesh meinesra v'tainis. If he was takeya na birch, it's also na. Masha'en came here, ma'akves zu es zu. So the Pashtus Rashi holds that means that if there was broches without tkiyas or tkiyas without broches, one is ma'akiv the other. Now before we go further, let us just see Taisvis Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Taisvis Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, if we we'll look on the right hand side where the Hagos Abach starts, so we'll go ahead, the Shura starts Eichi Nofik. So let us just go and learn the Im Taima, the line before. This is Mamish and Agamora we are learning now. Vim Taima, Ahanach the Yeshiva, Taisves Akasha, we're Taikeya be Yeshiva. That means before Shemaine Esther, we're Taikeya. And Taisves says, we're Yaitzataka with those Tekiyas. In fact, Taisves, Heichi Nofik, Hosanya Besaif Pirkin, Tekiyas Ubrochai Shal Reisha Shon of Yemekipurim, Ma'akvis zu ezu. Alme, be'idon sloise, when one is davening, boy lemevat. Then you have to blow shofar. That's it said. By tainis, is nitos by boy. Shoshani yom kippur, it is like that. Suktois is lav pilchi. Tokash. The aval gav. The mashme mitoich perish hakuntras van Rashi would seem that that's like a pshat. Dim birech v'loi tokai tokai v'loi birech perish. Birich Malchi is a chaynis v'shoifres. He's not yoitze if he was mevorch without teke or teke without a broch. A b'yev shaloyme came. The sanya lekamot. The Gemara later says shtei ayores ba'achas toikin or ba'achas mevorchim. He has two cities. In one city he knows that they're going to blow shofar there. There's a shofar there. In one city there's no shofar, but they're going to say shemayin esrei there. The nine broches. So if he doesn't know where to go, oylech lemakim shetoykim and oylech lemakim shemevolchim. So lechayre vayis tachayis klol that one is not ma'akiv the other. Usnan we learned in our Mishnah, misha birich v'achakach nizdam no loy shayfel. What should nizdam? So if it's nizdam no loy shayfel, so why did he make? Why did he daven? Mash misha b'loy shayfel yochel leborich. Elo. So Taisva says. Not the way Rashi said Pshat in the Gemara. El tkiyas ubroches makvezu ezu hainu. Shat tkiyas makvezu ezu vabroches makvezu ezu. That's what it means. What does that mean? Kshemevorech malchiyos zichoynes v'shoifres. He knows the nusach kamach zerot or nish. Malchiyos veist of the nusach. He knows the broche, make the broche. Shaifres he doesn't know. So should he say Malchius? Episar eingehabt. Oder nicht? Yevorech shloshtan, ala yevorech klal. If you know all three, you make it. If you don't, forget about it. Vechein tkiyish shvarim truis. Im boki bishloshtan yitoka, vim lav lo yitaka. No, there's no such thing to blow a tkiya. He doesn't know how to make a trua, but a tkiya will blow. So blow six tkiyas. No, there's no such thing. Ma'ak vizu vizu. Let's go back now to our Gemara. So we have here in this Gemara a machlokes Rashi and Taisvis. Rashi learns Pshat. It would seem that's a Taisvis understood Pshat and Rashi that the Tkiyas are makiv the brachas. The brachas are makiv the Tkiyas. And the Taisvis learns no, the Tkiyas are makiv that one has to know all the Tkiyas. Okay, the Ranra Taisklo, according to Taisvis, he knows how to blow Tashrat. He doesn't know how to blow Tarat. Let him blow Tashrat. Because Efshat Yaitzik event, there's a Suffolk and Ravabo. It means if he only knows how to blow Tkiyas, so only blow through it, forget about it. That's nothing. Zuck die Gemorre, my time, weise Tage ma'akev, omarabe, omarakadish, bochu, imru, lofone, bereshushone, malchi is the chaynis vishoifres, malchi is kadesh tarbluni aleichem, tamlichuni aleichem, zechaynis kadesh abotnei, zechaynis vamatoive, ubame bishoifer. So according to Rashi, it's very good, the raya of Rabbe, from Rabbe, he says, Rabbe said, there's a din amire, ubame b'shoifo, so fakir, that's to say, they need an amire with a tkiya shoifo, so one is, the shoifo is mala da amire, so one is makiv the other. According to Tosfos, v'shteitin Rabbe, so maybe, by the amire is malchi, is the choynes v'shoifres, I mean, where did Rabbi say that the Mir is Makiv? Omar, and by Shofar alone, steht doch euch gar nicht da. Wie steht doch beklar, that the Koilus are ma'akib on the other? So I don't understand too clearly, according to Tosfos, what the Rai is from Rabbi's memory. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Mishe birech, v'achar kach nisman oloi Shofar, teikeya umeiriya v'teikeya. So then, teikeya meiriya v'teikeya. Taime, lehavaloi Shofar mikore. Achar kach nisman oloi Shofar. Ohavaloi Shofar mikore. But if he had a shofar, ki shamalu, aseide brochas shamalu. So then he would blow aseide brochas. That means that the Gemara held now. Yeah, okay, the Misha Birch Vahach Nismanaloi, so then, but like this, Lachatchili, you have to blow in the middle of Shemay Nesre. Rav Pope Bar Shmuel Kom Litzluye. Rav Pope Bar Shmuel Davin Biyachidis. Omale l'shame, so he told his mishores, ki nachil melach, when I'll make a sound, so then you'll know I'm up to, I just ended the zeicher abris, get blow, ki nachil melach tkali. That's so Rapope Bar Shmuel held that afilu b'yechides, l'chatchile, if you have a shofar, that blows in shofar mit the shtilu shemen esra. Omalei Rove, so Rove is chaylik arapop, olei omruela b'chol v'ir, that's tafke by Yetzibu. Not by Yetzibu, there's no such halacha. Tanya na mihochi. Kshu shoymom, shoymom ala seida. He hears the koilis on the ala seida, tashrat, tashat, and tarat. Al seida rabroches. And he hears the koilis also al seida rabroches. Amed v'am amurim b'chol v'rir, if there's a tzibur, avu shaloi b'chol v'rir, shaymam ala seder, tashrat, tashat, harat, avu shaloi al seder abroches. Zogt Rashi, ki nehir noloch l'simin shesiyamte abroche, elu b'chol v'rir, chabur ha-tzibur, avu yochid mevorich eskuloi, v'achakach teikei ha-teishe tekiis. Sagt die Gemara weiter, V'yochid shaloi toka, a yochid that did not blow, chaveiroi tekei aloi. So one yochid can be made see another yochid. V'yochid shaloi birech, but a yochid that did not daven shemayne esrei, ein chaveiroi mevorech olof. You cannot be moitzish, a yochid cannot be moitzish, shemayna esre, another yochid. It's only a din by a shatz can be moitzish, but not a yochid. U'mitzveh betoiken yoyser min ha-mevochim. It's a greater mitzvah to hear tekiya shayfa than to hear the seder abroches. Keitzak, shtei ayores, you have two cities. Ba'achas toiken, u'ba'achas mevochim. Hilchem lemokim shetoikim and hilchem lemokim shemevochim. Like the Gemara Pshita, hoder reise, hoder rabbonon. The tkiya shofar is hoder reise. This is the amiris, even though the Gemara says, omrot teira, but it's an asmachta, hoder rabbonon. That tkiya shayfer a suffix if they blow, he'll come there in time. Maybe he'll come too late. He won't hear anything. And the brachas will zicha here. Afal pikein is mechuyev to be mishtadel to be mekayim the mitzvah the eraisa. You know, the suffix will be oile biyodei and not the mitzvah the rabbonim. Zokt the Zogt Rashi, Doho vadai, Doho sofik, vadai huloi, shim yelech, eitzela mevorchim, yimtso shom asora, vispalo shatz, vietzienu yedei chayvosai. Zaminyan de. Vim yelech eitzela toikim, shema kva omdu, boholchu lebeisam. Al kaponim, this is, this is what he should do. Explains that to be mekayim a mitzvah, it's never biyad ha'odom duch tzefirin. It can only be mishtadol, but eventually will be. Who knows? That's never biyadoi. The ishtadlis is that's what he's mechuyev to do. So one should be mishtadol to do better mitzvah de'iraisa than a mitzvah de'rabbonon. What will eventually be? No, chishev lasis mitzvah benenes v'lo yaso is mal olav akosav kilo yaso. About the ishtadol is taf zayin tak in a mitzvah de'iraisa. Kishem sheshliach tzibur chayev kach kol yochid v'yochid chayev. We hear a machloikes between the chachomim and Ram Gamliel and the Mishnah. The Chachamim said that the Shlich Tzibur daf davenin, Yeder Einer and the Tzibur daf Eichet davenin. Ram Gamliel said no. Shlich Tzibur moitzi es harab miyedei chayvosom, he davens, and they don't have to daven. He's moitzi them. Tanya, omru loy le Ram Gamliel, lidvorecho loma tzibur mispalolim. According to you, so bus daven te tzibur, the shat is moitzi. That the shliach tzibur should be able to be mesada tfilosoi. So memela, that's where they daven also. About the moitzi zayin, luchere the shatz is moitzi them. Yeah. I once saw a Meiradik Echidish, and from the Afike Meginim says that, that's clear, that the Tfilis HaShat, the Tfilis HaLacha Shebeshatz, that's Lahazder Tfilos. He wants to say that what happens if, you don't, the Shulchan Aruch, it says that if you don't have a sorrow in a moment, tisha in a moment, so it's ki'ilu, it's a brocha levatola. But vayistoyis, it's not a brocha levatola. It's ki'ilu, it's not, it's, so he wants to say, why not, Take? So he wants to say, he says, because he asks Akasha, he says, you see, the din is, what happens if, the Bechazoras Hashatz, they started with a minion and then four left. You don't have a sorrow in the moment. I for pikein daven weiter. There's no einim. There's no. So he says a meira dekevot. He says because you know it's not a brach levatola because the shatz wasn't yaitze shemayn esre yet. The first filler was a filler lahazdet filosoi. Now he's davening shemayn esre. As ezek tafikim meginim. So comes out a meira dekechumre lahaloche. Sometimes you have someone davening for the yomit, davening the shtilah shemnesre, then come to rein achiev, so the chiev stelt sich avek to davening the hoiche shemnesre. So good, he davening the hoiche shemnesre without the hazdat filosa, but lecheir the sarachmonis on the first one. According to the Afikim Megillah, he didn't daven. He was only the hazdat filosa. So the first one, the davening the shtilah shemnesre, is davening without, lost the shemnesre. Al koponim. Let us get back to the sugya. According to you, If the shatz is mitzvah lamed tziba mispalun, amalem kedei lahazir shlich tziba tvilosti. If the shatz be mistada the tvila, amalehen rabban gamliel alesh you akasha. L'divreichem, according to you, that everyone has to daven lama shlich tziba yerlof neyateve. So why do you need a shlich tziba? Let everyone daven, not a shlich tziba. Amruloik dei lahoitzi esha einei boki. No, there is a union of a shlich tziba for an einei boki. Amalahem, Kishem Shemaitse Shaine Baki, Kach Maitse Yasabaki. And he just said, he's Maitse Baki also. Omar Rabbe Barbachone, Omar Rabbi Yoichenen, Moidim Chachomim Laram Gamliel. That even though in our Mishnah there was a Machlaikis, the Chachomim held that he's not Maitse Abaki, but later they were Maitse Ram Gamliel, that he is Maitse Afila Abaki. That's what Rabbi Yoichenen said. The Rav Omar Adayin he machloikis. Rav said no. They never were made. Each one was holding their shita. The Chachamim hold that a shatz cannot be moitzi boki. Shoma Rabchiye Berei de Rabbe Banachmeni. Rabchiye Berei de Rabbe Banachmeni heard Rabbi Yochanan's memre. That Rabbi Yochanan said, Moidim chachomim l'ram gamliel. As I said, I'll go to Rav Simcha Midesve. Ozal omro l'shmaite kamid ravdi mi bachinene. He told over ravdi mi bachinene, you know, Rav Yochanan said that the chachomim are moide to ram gamliel, and the shatz can be moitzi afilu aboki. Omalei, so he told him, Nunu, that's what you're saying from Rabbi Yochanan. Omalei, so he says, I'll tell you something. Hochi Omar Rav, but Rav said, Adayin hi machloikis. Adayin hi machloikis. Omalei, so now, he told him back, you know, Rabbe Barbachone nami yochi koma. You know, Rabbe Barbachone, who said over, Rabbi Bochon's one that said over the member from Rabbi Yochanan. Then Rabbi Yochanan said, Amar Rabbi Bar Bochon, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Moedim Chom, Rabbi Gamliel. So he said, Rabbi Bar Bochon, and Nami Yochi Kama. When he said over the member of Rabbi Yochanan, Ki Oma, when he said Rabbi Yochanan, he said as follows, Ki Oma Rabbi Yochanan, Lohosh Maite, when Rabbi Yochanan said, Tishtik Teire, that Moedim Chachom, Rabbi Gamliel, so he said over, if we go lay Rishlokish, Omar Adayini Machloikis. You know, he taka told us over them. The Rishlokish was Chaylik and Rabbi Yechon. You tell me Rav is also Chaylik and Rabbi Yechon. Let us see Rashi. Kishem Sheshatz Loma Tzibu Mispalum Belachash. Moidim Chachomim Achash Nechlaku Chosru Vohidu. Omar Le Rabchiyah, Le Rabdimi, Abba Balchon, the Mori Dishmaitu. He was the one that said the whole member of Rabbi Yechon. Ochi koma, kshenechleku al Rabbi Yochanan kshama kem. Rabbi Yochanan said, hishtik teiret, they were taka chaylik in the yeshiva. Ashlokish was chaylik. Akoponim. We have here though a member of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that the chachomim are moide to Amgamliel, and he could be moide to Yaboki. In fact, the Gemorim, Yom Rabbi Yochanan, Ochi, how can Rabbi Yochanan say this? For Omar, Rav Chana Tzipeiro, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Hilchese kiram gamliel. We pass kala tram gamliel. Hilchese bechlal de pligi. So weist es des amachloikes. So sakashe. Zakte gemore ki solik rabbi abe miyami. When rabbi abe, he was on the peirish liyam. So when he came off the ship, pirsha. He says, you have a problem. In one place, Rabbi Yochanan says, that one place Rabbi Yochanan says that Moedim Chacham Ram Gamliel. Another place he says Hilchase Kiram Gamliel. So he says like this: Moedim Chacham Ram Gamliel Bebrochei Shalosh Hashanim V'Shayim Akipurim. Bereshon Yom Kippur the Shatz Kibi Moitzi Afilu Aboki Paalochim Echlal De Pligi Bebrochei Stachol Hashanim. But a whole year there is a Machloikis, and there Rabbi Yochanan Paskin Ram Gamliel also. Like the Gemara, Eini, that's not true. V'omar Rab Chana Tzipeiroi, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Haloche Kerabon Gamliel, Bebroche Yishar Rosh Hashanah V'Shayim HaKippurim. So Vaisais in Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippur, there's also a machloikis between Rabbon Gamliel and the Chachomim. So Bezoizu, we're back to the Kasha. So here he says, Moidim Chachomim, and here he says, Haloche Kam Gamliel. Elo Omar Rab Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Man moidim. That what Rabbi Yochanan said, moidim, there's a Rab Meir and the Chachomim. Man moidem Rab Meir. Rab Meir is moide to Rabban Gamliel Baruch Hashanah V'yom HaKippurim. V'halochem echlal de pligi Rabbonon desanyem. Everything's talking about Rosh Hashanah. Brochoi shal Rosh Hashanah V'yom HaKippurim Shliach Tzibu Moitzi HaRabim Yedei Chai V'oson Divrei Rabbi Meir. So Rab Meir says, we see Rab Meir is not Rab Gamliel. Rab Gamliel doesn't differentiate between Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. But Rab Meir said no, that the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, then the Shatz is Moitzi Afila Boki. And so that's Moidim. That was the Moidim of Rab Yochanan, that Rab Meir is Moidim to Rab Gamliel. Chachamim Moimrim, Kishem Shishlir Tzibur Chayiv, Kach Kol Yochid V'Yochid Chayit. Frech the Gemara, Maish Nahani, why Davke Rabbi Meir is moide b'Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. What's the difference of Hashanah Yom Kippurim in any other place? Ilayim mishum d'nefishi kroi, because there's a lot of psukim in Shemayna Esrei. You say Kabonis, the Kabonis Hayoim. You say Malchi is the Chaynes v'Shoifres. Some Meilus are there. It's very difficult. As we mentioned, that Bizman Chazal, there was no Sidurim. That's Teire Shebal Peya, Teire Shole Koismam. So you have to know it by heart. Ilayma bishum de nefishi kroi. There's a lot of psukim. For Omar Rav Chananel Omar Rav Kivin Sha Omar v'seiroscha kosov leima shuv einei tzorich sarashil and shan on the kabonis. This is going. There's not so many psukim. The kabonis you can get away v'seiroscha kosov leima. The shteita zayin in the Torah without any psukim. And for the Gemara Elomishum, you know why a mayor holds Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. Hashatz is mighty because they're long broches, the Avshi broches. The Taisvus Arosh brings down Abshat, the Avshi broches. The Avshi is a Loshan, they say it very loud. Since the people aren't too sure, they won't be able to come, everyone davens loud. So if you daven loud without a marzer, so each one patumos the other one. So memele, so that's why there the shatz is moitzi. Let us see Rashi. Kisolik Rabbi Ab Miyami, Shehiflik Besmina Liyam Bechoza. Bebroche Shorei Shoshona Lekama Meforish Maish Nahani. What's the svara? Man moidim loy bebroche Shorei Shoshona V'yom Kippurim Ramei. Malochim Echlal Depligit Kam Rabbi Yechon Alochim Kam Gamliel. Bahach Shmaiten Demash Memechlal Da'om Dubi Merchlekusam Rabbono. Shach Hachom Emchutz Meramei. Leim Emishum Denefishi Kroi Dike Demusfei Rei Shoshona V'Rei Shchoidesh. Rabbi say meforshin lohoda Rav Chananel b'malchias zechaynes v'shoifres. The Rabbi of Sharashi learns b'malchias zechaynes v'shoifres. V'koshali hoda loyke rabbonon v'loyke Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri disnan ein poischin me'asore malchias. Ein poischin me'asore malchias. So how could you say that you could be yaitze with the beseros rakos of leima and malchias is a mount, 10 psukim, 7 psukim. Let us see Taisvis. Eleima mishum de nefishi pesh pekundus dike de musver eishchaydish vayishashone malchias vizachaynis vishayfris kivin shama beseros rakos of leima kivin shama nas vnachuk nech kemitzvus rotzay necho kemeshe kesaft leinim beseros secho tzach leima mikrois hamusof. That's how Rashi said Pshat. Al Kaponim the Musafim you can get away with. Abishem Rabbi Sapirish, Lohoda Rav Chananel, they speak about the Malchis, the Chaynes, the Shaifris, the Koshe, or the Loik Rabbon, the Loik Rabbi Yechen Ben Nuri, the Snan in Persin, Measore, and Rabbi Yechen Ben Nuri was only 7. The Rabbi Nutam Pirish, Take, like Rabbi Sapirish, Bapsuki the Malchis, the Chaynes, the Shaifris, Koi. Here it says you can get away with things chasal kosav lema, and there is like his 10 psukim, 7 psukim. Behecha de hischol. He says if he started saying psukim already, then it's pligi. Then you, if he started saying psukim, you have to say all of them, 10, 7. Laivches lamakedis lamakedis le. Avo yochel liftatzim leganre debes chasal kosav lema. But if you want, you don't say any psukim. But if you start saying, you can't other. Aval mikroi shel musif soich lahaskel la'ilam shehem b'mokay ma'kalbonis. By uns geit an ishalma forim sposeinu. So al-kalbonim, you have to have the psukim, that's the porim, the ishalma forim sposeinu. So memele kol ha'isik b'teir ha'soil ha'kir kevay, aval medav zong the psukim. So memele, so on the psukim geit it nish. Aval musif t'reish chodesh ein soich lahaskel b'reish ha'shoneh. We had Taisus before the Avchesim at Beis. Taisus says that you don't mention the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh Bariches because the whole Musaf is coming and to be Mechaper and the Rebbein Shalom is Mamai to Yireyach. So you don't speak about Achayev in Rosh Hashanah. Musaf of Rosh Chodesh in Tzorch Lahaske Rosh Hashanah. Shaday Lebe Meshomah Mavad Oilas HaChodesh Umin Chosah. It's an oila. I don't have to be bring the psukim. Shebezan nichlal kol musver ha-ishchaydish oilas. Ochede lahaske gam esoya sheikhatas, yoyme ushnei seirim, lachaper ushnei smidim keul chosam. Zog te gemore weiter. Guf, Omar Avchanan Omar Av, Kivin Shomar, Meseros Lakos of Lema Shubenitzor, Sova Minohani Mili Biochit, Ahol Betsibo Loi, Loyitma, Omar Bishuben Levi, Echad Yochit, Echad Sibo, Kivin Shomar, Meseros Lakos of Lema Shubenitzor. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. No, Rashi's on the Gemara before. Let us go back to Taisvis, Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Zok Taisvis, Shir Truhe Kisholei Shevoveis. We had in the Mishnah as follows. The Mishnah said, Shir Tkiye Kisholei Shtruhe. That the Shir Tkiye is like, that means 3 Tkiyas are equivalent to 3 Truhes. 1 Tkiye is like 1 Truhe. And what is the Shir Truhe Kisholei Shevoveis? Rashi learns Pshat, 3 koilos kolshu. That is the shir tkiya. Perish pekuntres, shloisha koilos ba'alma kolshu. Period. Lakamon omrinin, later the Gemara says, the askin avabo bekisri, kashrak, kashak, karak. Mishum de mesupik betrua dekro, itrua mamish, mashaonu koirim trua dohu yeluli yelil, oi shvorim, the gnuchi gonach, oi shvorim betrua. Shneim tzarech letruah. The number genuch yigonach viluli yolil. Al korponim zoktois v'sazoi. That if it says in our Mishnah that shir tkiye ketruah and a truah is 3 koiches, is v'tzarech lizoyer b'shvorim shloye marech al kol echad b'fnei atzmai kegimul yevovoish shel shloyshe koiles. Kol shu. So one has to be nizer when he blows a shever cannot be 3 koiches. Dim kein nase tkiye v'loi shvorim. Because then it'll become a tkiye. Do shir tkiye ke truhe. V'shir truhe ke gimel yevovis. Now, the Emerson, this chumre that Taisva says, l'chayre, one could l'chayre be mefakpek on this chumre. That means, Taisus, what does Taisus say? Taisus says that the Mishnah says, Shir Tkiye Ketrua. And a Trua is 3 Koiches Kolshu. So, Mamele, so you cannot make a Sheva 3 Koiches because of it, then it's a Sheva, it's a Tkiye. But Lachayre, the Cheshmin is Nishayskalten. If you're blowing Tarat, so then a Shir, so then Trua is 3 Koiches, a Shir Tkiye Ketrua. If I'm blowing Pashat, so pshat is, I don't say that a truah is, I don't say that a truah is a truah. I say a shvarim is a trua. So if a shvarim is a trua, so that is the trua that the Torah meant. So a sheva has to be at least two koiches. It can't be a, it can't have to be shvarim, should be one koich. That's a trua. So a sheva has to be at least two koiches. So memela, the minimum shear of a tkiya has to be six koiches. So memela, if I make a sheva three koiches, is nishkefelach. That's not a shear tkiya. A shear tkiya has to be at least six koiches. So be'emes, and this is a machlokes, the Rama and the Machaber and Shulchan Aruch. The Rama tain is this taine. That you could be marich by shvarim, because by shvarim, so the shear tkiya is larger. What is the svara of Taisvis? Bachsach mir, Taisvis learned as follows. That means, the Taisvis learned shear tkiya ketrua. The Mishnah is telling us the shear of a tkiya, how long a tkiya has to be. Now, it would seem that a shem tkiya it has, and this is the shear tkiya. That means you have to be marich the tkiya. Afilo and the other seder, Afilo will say that the seder is tashat or tashrat. So that's true. You have to be marich in the tkiya. That's for sure. Because shear tkiya, let's say there's a shear kizayis, there's a shear kebeya. How much do you have to eat? So Pshat is when I'm eating kizayis, I'm eating, I'm eating kebeya, I'm eating. The shail is how much do you have to eat? If the Mishnah is telling us two chedushim, the Mishnah is telling us if it's three koiches, it's a tkiya, and you yoytze the shear also. But and if a shteitzach, if it'll be a that's, yesterday we mentioned the svas emes of a person who wound a boat 20 truas, so shear tkiya ketrua he has to be marich the tkiya also 20 truas, the shear of 20 truas. So the emesin, the Mishnah is telling us two halachas. Halacha number one is, there's a din ariches, how long you have to blow. That's a din shir. But number two, the Mishnah is also telling us the shame koil. What is this called? This is called a tkiya. So by mele, so it's no chilek. So if shvarim, if trua means shvarim, so the shir ariches of the tkiya has to be longer. Just like you have to eat more, you have to blow longer. But al kaponim, but the shame tkiya would seem it has a shame tkiya already. This is only a shear tkiya, but a shame tkiya it is. So there's a shame tkiya, so you can't, a shever and a tkiya can't be the same. So al kochoch, you can never blow a shever three kaiches. The shear tkiya, yeah, ketrua, v'shear trua, ki gimel yevobis. If the Mishnah says shield kia ketrua, so whatever we assume a true is, that's how long the tkiya has to be. So the tkiya of kashrak. So let's make a cheshbon hastis. So according to Rashi, that the true is three kailas and three kaiches, and the shvarim is, let's say, six kaiches. So memele, so the tki has to be at least nine kaiches. The shechai bodem hach, but tki shall kashrak, yoisim shall kashak. By kashak, the tki has to be six kaiches. By shall kashak, yoisim shall karak, it can be three kaiches. Toshir tki ketrua. Maybe that's a taitz trua. Nimse shetzorich laharich betkiyes shel kashrak, kishir shloisha shvorim vegimul yevomis. Ubetkiyes shel kashak, kishir gimul shvorim. Dovdini kashak, mishum sveike degnuch igonach. Ubetkiyes shel karak, kishir trua, shu yilul yolim. Omiyu, Taisvis says. Imarich bechol hatkiyes. What if he's marich and ordered keys? Ordered keys is going to make nine koiches. Kit key is kashrak in lochush. The yochel aharich kemoishi yirze. You can be marich as much as you want. Kidisnan, umoshach bishniya kishtayim. He was moishach bishniya kishtayim. Ein biyodoi ela achas. You only have one tkiya. But one tkiya you do have. So you see that even I who was marich, so marich is not a psul. The very geschmacke kasha of the Sfas Emes, the Sfas Emes time is on Taisvas, he times like this. Taisvas says a shayla, can you make a long tkiya? Taisvas says a shayla, maybe not. Maybe you can't make a long tkiya. So he says, let's assume for 1 minute you can't make a long tkiya. So he says, you know, it could be the problem is as follows. The problem is if a shia tkiya, let's say, is 9 koiches. And I'm gonna blow a tkiya 30 koiches. 30 koiches. So listen, that's not tkiya. That's not some mele, so what's pshat? So pshat is the extra 21 koiches doesn't have a shem tkiya. So he says, so it could be, it matters where it is. If it's before the true, so could be it's a hefsik. You're mafsik between I'm blowing a tkiya, then there's a stamazaya kail poshet, which doesn't have a shem tkiya, and then I'm blowing a true. So could be the arichas akail is a hefsik. Masha enkein, if I make a long tkiya afterwards, so there is no problem of hefsik. Unless we'll assume that Taisvus held, if it doesn't have a shem tkiya, so you didn't hear a safe of a tkiya. That could be what Taisvus raya. If it's oila loila shem acha, so where's the safe of the tkiya? So al kochach, the whole arichas has a shem tkiya. Zog Taisvus weiter, aber Taisvus says you can't be, they can be mach. Mitam zanami en lochu shimosa abo vachamisha shvorim. Shashvorim bemokim true. Vavale true arichte. You can make long shvorim. Moshonim arichim be yabovis. We make more than 3 koiches. This is Shitas Rashi. Verivo variben arab rameyem eforshim. The yabove hi sholish koiches shal kol shehu. Now, 1 yevove is 3 koiches. Nim says, if it says so, a true is 3 yevoves, Nim says trua teisha koiches. So a trua is 9 koiches. Vishir tkiya kachi. So a tkiya is not 3 koiches, nor 9 koiches. Ule peirusham. So according to the rivo, in lochosh im marek tzas beshvor. Before I said if I make a tkiya 3 koiches, so memele, it's a problem. If I make a shvor 3 koiches, it's a shvor sa tkiya. According to the Rivo, the minimum shir of a tkiya is 9 koiches. B'tzorech limshoich letkiya shal kashrak leperushom, kishir gimur shvorim v'teisha koiches, so be 18 koiches. Umi shaloi moshach atkiyas kishir azeh, the person would make a tkiya, he'll make a tkiya 15 koiches. Umoshach tzas b'shvorim, and he'll make long shvorim, he'll make a sheva 3 koiches, and he made a tkiya 15 koiches, like he a mitzvah, like a ma'av, like a ma'am. So now he wasn't yaitz according to everyone. 15 koiches he wasn't yaitz according to the ribo, because it's not like the shvorim true. And he made 3 koiches, he's not yaitz according to Rashi. The Rabbi Nechanan pirish ke pirish akuntris, that it's 3 koiches. So Taisvus says, "Va'achshev neigim litkoye bi yeshiva when litkoye bi yeshiva lacha kriyas atayre shloishim koilas. We blow 30 koilas, gimel kashrak, gimel kashak, gimel karak, ubetfile and in shemayne esra toikim amalchiyos kashrak, vazichroynes kashak, vashoifres karak." That's what the minig was bizman the Bali Taisvus. So Taisvus, it's very modern, this whole thing. Lefum sugya de kula pirkin, lechere, hayroi litkoye b'shas tfile. Amalchi is kashra kasha karak, v'chein hazichoynes, v'chein hashoifres. Hayle yachet tfile kula. Lechere, from what we learned in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, they were misakin the tkiyas on the Seder Abroches. We blow 30 koilas far and davenin, far shemayin esrei, and then by the brachas, by Balchias we blow kashrak, and by zechaynis we blow kashak. Avol koilachet vile kulu, avol koilim tvilu layashkechen. Kiddis nana says in our Mishnah, Misha birich, vachakach nisman aloi shoifa. So afterwards. So Tais says, no, elashkechen beperi kamalel. No, we do see the pshat in our minig. The Gemara says, "Lama toiken amirim shen yoishvim, toiken amirim shen oimdim telarve vesasot." V'hainu kidavdina. Oh, that's pshat on what we do. The tki is the yeshiva is to be mekayim the Gemara in the first page. Umiyu, nunu, lechayre nire litkoye betvile kemoikein. Amalchi is zechaynes v'shayfris, kashrak, kashak, karak. that by Malchus he should blow kashcha kashcha karak the way we lemaisa do, but the Malitoises didn't do that. Akol chad v'chad, they lots is misofik the rabba bol. Uba oruch perish, and the oruch sesha yoysen came. Shapirish be'erich orev, the whole in the machmeri, v'ovdin shloishin, kiddi yisvon, kiddi yasmin, they blow 30 koilas, before Shemin Esra, ushloishin be'lachash, 30 koilas in the shtila Shemin Esra, ushloishim ala seder, 30 koilas in the hoiche Shemin Esra, keneged meya piyois depoi ime de sisre, the 100 koilas, that the aim sisra cried. The ilain asore, where you only have 90, inun kshegoymen un kol atfile. So after they end Shemayin Esra, that's kol tkiya di yechidoi, mitvile behevi asore. That means, by the way, we do before in Kaddish Tiskabo, tashrat, tashat, tarat, behem meya. Period. That's good. That's gewaldig. Aber minig shalono itmi rabbeinu tam, aber aminig, that we blow in Shemayin Esrei, kashak karak, the kashak shamach is a kashak, the zechayin's karak, the shayfre, seifren, zeze. What is true? Vigonach v'yelil, kulaboy lemevet kashak. Vigonach l'chut, kulaboy lemevet kashak. V'yelil kulu karak. So the Rabbeinu Tam did not understand the minig. Therefore, if he didn't understand the minig, so he changed the minig. V'hinig Rabbeinu Tam b'mkoymeinu, litkoya gama zechoynes v'ashoyfresh kashrak. K'may b'malchis. Al-Kaponim, that he wanted to accomplish. The hashta nofik mikol sveike, that with Al-Kaponim, we're blowing all the koilas. V'leka ela hefsik. B'hochi sagi sheloy lushanes ha-minig b'yoyse. To make a ganse ma-pecha. To blow kashrak, kashak, karak. No, that he didn't want to do. But Al Kaponim, by everything he blew kashrak. The Homrinon, Shoma Teshet Kis Metesh Shois Bayoim Yotso. Agav Uche, we see that he said a Moira de Kipshat over here. The Rabbeinu Tam understood. In the Gemara Daf Lamed Dalet Omed Aleph, we had a Shakla Vitalia Rabbi Vire Esta Kasha and Rabbi Bo said that you blow Tashrak. So the Gemara says, maybe it's a true, so the Shvarim will be a Hefzik, maybe it's a Shevr, and the Gemara says, you blow Shvarim Bezunder, true Bezunder. So, others are Mavayr that Emerson there was a Machlikis in this. Rabbi Vire held the Indian of Hefzik. And Taisvah seems to understand Rabbi Yochanan that says Shoma Teishat Kis B'Teishois Bayoim Yotzo. That means, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Afili, he was Mafsik. He didn't say what he heard. What if he heard him between? He heard him between Apostle Akel. He didn't say it's no good. So Memele, it seems it's a Machloikis if there is a Psul Hefzik. So if there is a psul hefsik. So Memele, so the Rabbeinu Tam said like this. So by the tki is the miyushev or chayish that there is a psul hefsik. So therefore we blow 30 koilas. By the tki is the mu'umid. We're not chayish for a hefsik. So Memele, so therefore we blow, the kashrak 3 times. V'nir is a toshis k'tzas litain tam al minik shalonu. The sovo lo kashra kasha karak. The sovo lo kemand oma besomuch. Achas midivrei teire. Ushtayim midivrei seifrim. Mina teire yoni after bron malchies. V'kivin sh'osu b'yeshive kol asveike shal teire v'shal seifrim. That means by the yeshive we made all the sveikes. The shalteire, shalteifrim, we blew 30 koilas. Is lechoshu v'larzo v'lasis b'shas tfile, elo sveike d'yereise. So that means you only have to blow a sveike d'yereise. So therefore we only blow the sveike d'yereise. Only one of them has to be. You only have to blow on one minute, you don't have to blow on all, you only have to blow once. Kiyat ruat kiyat. You don't have to blow three times. So memele, so in the once, we yaitza the suffix, we blow kashrak, karak, and kashak. Ubikdushe da gana sail, sha'osa rabshimshin berabyoine, ksiv. Noi arboim koiles bahari einu. In the Piyut, it says that this is the beauty of the 40 koiles bahari einu. So vahainu kiminogainu, that's Arminic. So I see the Python also blew 40 koiles. What's the 40 koiles? You have 30 biyeshiva and you have 10 koiles. So that's kashrak, 4, kashak, 7, and karak is 10. So you see, Claude, I forget that the Python, Rabbeinu Tam had geschrien. It's not like the Oruch, not like about the Sfas Emes wants to say, I mean, this is, we're in hot water over here. I mean, we have the Python is from the Gedolei Yerushain, or maybe from the Tanoim. The Python says that you blow 40 koilas parienu, 40 as a bitter geschäft. So he wants to say that could be the Oruch learned pshat, that the 40 koilas are the truest. Oh, there are 40 truest. You take for the Shivan and the Amid and the Stoshnas, the Hichishmanesh and the Antikadish is Kabul. There are 40 truest. Yoim truet yilachem. The Be'etzim, the mitzvahs hayoim is truet. Now there's a din, apshuta lavna, apshuta lachel. But the mitzvah, some amelis, he says, could be, that is pshat according to the Oruch, that is pshat according to the Oruch, that hilam pshat noi, arboim koilas baharienu. Our truest are 40 koilas. So that could be according to Oruch. We are on Daf Lamed Hayam at Aleph. By the small... right as soon as the lines start getting wide. Omar Abeloza La'ilam Yazder Odom Tfilosoi Ba'acha Kach Yispalo. A person should be Mesader the Tfilah, should prepare the Tfilah, go over the Tfilah, should be Shkura Befiv, and then he should daven. He shouldn't jump into the davening right away. He should prepare the Tfilah. Omar Rabbi Abe Mistavre Milse de Rabeloza Bebroche Shal Reishashone Veshal Yema Kippurim Veshal Prokim. The Shemayne Esrei of Reishashone. The Shemayne Esrei of Yom HaKippurim, the Shemayne Esrei of Yomim Tovim, that a person should prepare first. Avol Dechol Hashone, but the Shemayne Esrei of every day, it is not necessary to prepare the Shemayne Esrei before he davens it. He's ruggling it already. Like the Gemara Eini, it is not true. V'harab Yehuda Mesader Tzloisei Umatzli. Rab Yehuda, before he davened Shemayne Esrei, he was Mesader the Tfilah. So Weistachois, this wasn't on a Yontif, it wasn't on Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says, no, you can't bring a raya from Rabbi Yehuda. Shani Rabbi Yehuda, given the mitlosin yoimen, letlosin yoimen have a matzli, Rabbi Yehuda didn't daven too often. He davened once in 30 days. Why did he daven once in 30 days? So Rashi says, Mitlosin litlosim shayim echazel talmudei kol shloishim yom. He chazeled all 30 days. It was teirosai umnosai. He did not have time to daven. When he made a siyum, after every 30 days, he made a siyum on his whole, they say over from the goyin. The goyin used to make a siyum every month. He used to make a siyum on shas, and whoever was in his beis medrash made a siyum on a mesechta. So al kaponim, Rabbi Yehuda used to make a siyum each month on what he chazed over the whole month. So the whole month he was too busy to, he was terosim nasi, so he didn't daven. So the 30th day it was psadav chodosh the tefillah. So therefore he prepared the Shemayna Esrei before he davened. Oma Rav Ache Baravire, Oma Rabbi Shimon Chaside, Poitel Hoya Ram Gamliel Afilu Am Shebesodis. We had in the Mishnah, just to refresh our memory, let us just see Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis for 1 second. In the Mishnah it says, Kishem Sheshliach Tzibul Chayiv, Kach Kol Yochid V'Yochid Chayiv. Just like a Shliach Tzibul is Chayiv to Davin, so every Yochid is also Chayiv to Davin. The Chachomim hold that the Shatz is not Moitzi the Yoilam. They have to daven also. Rabban Gamliel Aymar, no, Shliach Tziba Maiti Es HaRabim Yedei Chevosam. It is not necessary for the Rabbim to daven, the Shatz davens for them. So we have a Machloikis, the Tanikame, the Chachamim, and Rabban Gamliel. Now, just one more Nikudah, then we'll get back to the Gemara. Let us see again, Laf Lamed Dalid Omed Beis. In the middle of the Amud, after the lines get wide, Tanya, Amru Loyla Rabban Gamliel, it's around 15 lines from the bottom, Lidvorecha Lama Tzibur Mispalalim. They asked Rabban Gamliel, if according to you, the Shatz is Moitzi the whole Oilam, so why is it that the Oilam davens? They don't have to daven, let them just listen to the Shatz. Amalehem kedei lahazder shliach tzibur tfilosay. The whole reason the Oilam davens is in the meantime, the Shatz should be able to be mesader his tfilah. The tfilah lachash of the Shatz is mesader the tfilah. So when he'll daven already a tfilah mesuderes. Amalehem Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel asked them, Lidivreichem, according to you, Lama Shliach Tzibur Yair Lefnei Ateva, according to you, why do you need Bechlal Shliach Tzibur? If everyone davens, why do you need a Shliach Tzibur? Amruloi Kedei Lahoitzi Yesheine Boki. They said the only reason you need a Shliach Tzibur is the people who are unable to daven, so he's Moitzi them. But a person who knows how to daven, he has to daven himself. Amalehem, so Rabban Gamliel told them, Keshem Shemoitzi Yesha'ene Boki, Kach Moitzi Yesha Boki. Just like he's Moitzi someone who's not a Boki, he's Moitzi a Boki also. So that is the machloikis between Rabban Gamliel and the Chachamim. Now let us go back to Daf Lamed Hei Yomid Aleph. Omar Rav Ache Bar Avire, Omar Rabbi Shimon Chaside. Poita hoya Rabban Gamliel afilu am shebesodis. Rabban Gamliel patert afilu am shebesodis. Sha am shebesodis is the chamer de kechidish. Am shebesodis means they're not in shul. They don't hear the shots and he patters them. The shots davened and they're in the fields and they're potter from davening. The loimi boy hani de kaima hoche. And then avada givis those who are standing in the shul. Avada givis he patters them. Frag the Gemara, the logic goes differently. Adarabe. Hani, anisi. Those who are in the sodis, no, they are nusim, they can't daven. Aber hani loy anisi, but those who are in the shul, they can daven. And we see there's a difference. The toni abba berei derab binyamin bachie, am sheachoyre kehanim, einon bechlal broche. By duchening, so if someone will sit or stand behind the Kahanim, he doesn't want to stand in front of the Kahanim, he won't get kebenched. That is the people who are in shul, and are not mamsi themselves to stand in front of the Kahanim. Masha Enkein, the people who are in the Sodis, so wherever they're standing, they're the broch is chal on them. So you see, fakert, that a person who is an onus, is an unable to come to shul, he's gepatel. A person who is able to come and he doesn't come, he's not gepatel. So why did you say that am shebesodis are gepatel, and avada givis those who are in the shul? Punfakel. Elo ki osa rovin omer Rab Yaakov Baridi, omer Rab Shimon Chaside, Loipote Rabban Gamliel, Elo Am Shebesodis. No, it's differently. Rabban Gamliel only patered Am Shebesodis. My time, Mishum Da Anisi Bimeloche, because they're Fanumen, they can't come, Avol Ba'ir Loi. But those who are in the city, he doesn't patter. Now, to understand this last memre of Rab Shimon Chaside, there's a machloikis, the Rif, and Rashi. Let us just for 1 second see the Rif, and then we'll see Rashi. The Rif is and Daf Yud Beis Amid Aleph. It's around 12 lines from the bottom. V'am shebesodis da anisi. So the Rif says as follows. Am shebesodis da anisi ver anusim. Blaimotzi, the Shemitzer and Balachim, it was speaking about Yontif. What are they doing in the Sodis? It seems that there would be a tremendous hefsid if they would leave the Sodis, so they're forced to stay there. So, Va'amsha besodis ta'anisi, Blaimotzu lemeise lebei knishte bereishashone ubiyema kipurim, Shatz nami meitzion yedeche vosom. So the Shatz davens, they're in the fields, they're not davening anything, and they're yaitze with his tefillas. Avo the year, but the people who are in the city, ein Shatz meitzion yedeche vosom, they won't be yaitze. Ad, the osi lebei knishte, v'shami mishlicha de tzibura mitchila vatzayf. They have to come to shul. But the Rim says, Amayra de kechidish, that those who are in shul also don't have to daven. They yaitze with the shatz. But al kaponim, they have to be there, they have to listen. That's also a kunst to listen to the shatz. Not to speak by chazor shatz. But al kaponim, but they'll be yaitze with the shatz. Masha Enkein Amsha Besodis, they don't hear anything, and Avalpikein, they're Yaitze with the Tzilas Hashatz. Now let us see Rashi. Poiter Hoya Sheshatz Moitziyom, Einom Bechlal Broche. Va'Avalpi. So here we learned by Birchas Koyinim that the people in the city are not Bechlal Broche if they're behind the Kyanim. Va'Avalpi Amsha Besodis Bechlal Broche. Hani de motzi le meise kame kahanim, those who can't come and stand in front of the kahanim, the yifnu kahanim aleim, and the kahanim will turn to them, yevoch, and vehem loy bo, and they didn't come, einam bechlal broche. Avo de ir loy, mishum de loy anisi, vi yechoylen lahasdir tfilosam. So Rashi says, different than the Rif. Rashi says the people who were torud in the Amisha Besodis, they were torud, they didn't have time to prepare the davening. And let's appreciate the Gemara. Because Bizman Chazal, there was not such a thing as a marzer. It was Torah, Balpesh, Yata, Rashoim, Lekoismam. So you had to know the whole Rosh Hashanah, the davening by heart, no? So you have to prepare it. It doesn't go so easy. Am Shebesodis couldn't prepare it. So he couldn't prepare it. It's a fatik. So the Shatz is mighty them with the Tfilah Shemayin Esrei. The Am Shebeir, you're in the start. You don't have these tildes. You could prepare it. So Memele is V'yecholen Lahazdet Filosam. So the Shatz is not mighty them, period. A Tfilah they come to Shul, they have to daven. They're not Yoitze. They're not yaitze with the shatz at all. The shatz is only mitzi those who are physically unable to daven. The shatz is mitzi, even though they're bekiyim. But if they're anisim, the shatz is mitzi them. But be'ir, if they could be misadded their tefillah, they have to daven. Now, before we finish, let's just see the bottom teisvist of lamadal damed beis. Kach moitzi es haboki, Gamliel holds that the shatz is mitzi the boki. Mikan posik. Bal halachis gdoilis, the yochid sheto, a yochid that made a mistake, v'loi hiskil shol reish chaydish. We got to say yalav yovay. So the bal halachis gdoilis said, you know what he should do? Yechaven liboy litfilosei shol shliach tzibo. So when the shatz davens over Shemayna Esrei, he should listen to the whole Shemayna Esrei. Mitchilo va'atzoif. So he'll hear a complete Shemayna Esrei with a yalav yovay. V'yoytze. And he'll be yoytze. Av al pi shuhu boki. Even though he's a boki. But he'll be yoytze. V'ein raya mikan. Now, let's just think 1 minute. If, according to which pshat, would the Bahag be right? So as I say, according to the Rif, the Rif says the people who are in the city are Yaitze. By listen, they have to listen. The people who are in the Sodas don't have to listen. The people who are in the city are Yaitze if they listen. But Yaitze if you listen. That's according to the Rif's Pshat. According to Rashi's Pshat, the people in the city are not Yaitze, period. They have to daven themselves. Zok Toisvis, Ve'ein Raya Mikam, Damaskine Rab Shimon Gamliel Oyma Eini Moitze La'am Shebesodeis Tanisi B'Meloche Ve'einam Yachoylam La'hazdel Tvilosam. They can't be Misadah the Tvil. They don't know how they can be Misadah the Tvil. So they're Yoitze. Avol De'ir Loi. The people in the city, they have to daven. So this is L'chayre Rashi's Pshat. According to Rashi's Pshat, you can't be Yoitze by listening to the Shats. You have to daven. Umiyu Bekuntris Mashmalekamon. So the Rashi's Moira Rashi says this Pshat. So this is the problem. Taisa brings the bekuntres. L'chayre it's the rit. Umiyu Bekuntris Mashmalekamon Shereitza Leforish B'shaloi Kiven. I think Lovoi. He has to say with an Aleph. B'shaloi Kiven Lovoi Lebeis HaKnesses Leshama Tfile. Then he's not Yoitze. But if he heard the Tfile, he is Yoitze. If the Gemara is medamet the birchas kahanim, those who are in the shul get gebenched. So leperish them, it's in matzino lemeima. So according to this pshat, the betzibul heichid ishamu yoitzim. So if they heard there was a tzibul and the shatz is davening over shemayna esrei, and they heard the shemayna esrei, he will be yoitzim. That's okay according to the rif's pshat. V'chaimash beperik tzvilus hashachad omar Rav Asi. Tov lo hiskir gvulis kshomim. There's a Gemara in Brachos that says as follows. If a person forgot to say mashiv haruach b'tchiyas hameisim, machzirin oisoi. He has to daven over again. Sheilo bebirches hashonim, ein machzirin oisoi. If he forgot to say tavzein talamoto, ein machzirin oisoi. Meisvei, if the Gemara kashim, tov lo hiskir sheilo bebirches hamozim machzirin oisoi. So we have a stire in two baraises. One baraise says that if he forgot the same talamoto, he doesn't have to daven over. And the second baraise says if he forgot the same talamoto, he doesn't have to daven over. Umishani, so first the Gemara attempts to answer ho biyochid ho betzibul. You know, if he's davening biyochid, he won't hear chazoras hashatz. So he has to daven over again. But if he's davening in a tzibul, so he doesn't have to daven over again, he can hear from Chazoros Hashatz. The Gemara slugs up at this pshat because of different problems. Like the Gemara, it should have said he doesn't have to daven over because he hears from the shatz. The Gemara doesn't like this akimta because of zaitike problems, but we see from the Gemara, that the Gemara had a tzad to say a person who forgot the same talamoto and there's a shatz that's going to daven over again, he'll be yoitze. Mashme, the betzibul yoitze, yidei shatz. Vafilu lefima shepirish amsa besodesh shoymi mitzliach tzibul yoitze navul di iloi. Taisva says, afilu we set up shat. Rashi's pshat, which is by us Rashi's pshat, that the people in the city are not yoitze by listening, they have to daven. Yesh lechalik ben heiched de hispalol v'to leheiched de lo hispalol klal. So Taisa says, if a person didn't daven at all, he has to daven. He can't be yoitze from the shatz. But if a person davened and he forgot to say the same talamoto yalav yovi, then he could be yoitze from the with the shatz. So the Chasam Sofer explains the lamdas of Taisvis as follows: before the Gemara asked the kasha, they asked the kasha to Rabbi Gamliel, why do the people have to daven? So he answered them, kedela hazder shatz tvilosi, that the shatz should have time to be misader as tvila. That's why the people daven. So the Chasam Sofer explains as follows: that there was a takon. In reality, no one would have to daven. I feel like the people in the shul, they should be yaitza with the shatz. But Chazal made a takone, they have to daven because the shatz should be able to be misadat filose. After this takone, you have to daven already. I feel according to Rabbi Gamliel, because of this takone. Now you can't get away without davening. You have to daven off this takone. You don't want to daven, forget about it. You won't be yaitza from the shatz. But if a person was mekayim the takone, he davened Shemayna Esrei. And he forgot to say Yalav Yavi, he forgot to say Vesein Talamata, the takone was Mikayim. Now this person will be Yaitze Afilo al Yedei Ashatz. The Shem Mishmul in the end of his Sefer and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Sukkot, so he brings down a Maise that occurred with his son-in-law. His son-in-law was very sick, so the first half of the letter he writes to him that should make sure if the doctors tell him that he should eat on Yom Kippur, he should eat on Yom Kippur, shouldn't make any cheshbonis, and bekert, the ike of a tachlis of a yidis is to be mevatel datu le das teure. Das teure is that if there's a chash, sakonis nefoshis, you should eat. Then he writes as follows, v'chein be'inyin hatfile, about davening Yom Kippur. He says, what if the doctor will tell you you're not allowed to daven? So he says, Yodua shahashatz moitzi hanach danisi. The shatz is moitzi, a person who can't daven, so the shatz is moitzi. Vafilu am shebesodis. V'choshev k'moishem ispallim ba'atzmon. If you can't daven, so there's nothing but to worry about. You're an onus, you can't daven. So memele, so the shatz is moitzi. But he says, but let me tell you a sod. Not the shatz in your city will be moitzi you. You don't need that shatz in your city. The greatest baal tefillah in the world, you could be yaitza with him. You don't have to be yaitza with the shatz in your city. You could be yaitza with the greatest baal tefillah in the world. So he says, lemaisa by you not davening, you'll have it better than someone else that's davening. Because you'll be able to be boicha, the greatest baal tefillah, and you'll have his tefillahs for you. Al koponim, we have a moira de keinyin, a mole, a person could be zoiche to the greatest tefillahs from Gedolei Yisrael. The Pele Yoyitz writes, v'zeh chesed shel emes sheyuchal odom lasois ima tzadikim l'kdoishim asher ba'oretz chelkom b'chayim. He says, there's a great chesed that a person could do with the kedoshim which are not on this world. What is the chesed? Lilmoid divrayim, to learn what they wrote. Uschusam, in the schus of these kedoshim, of these tzaddikim, tehei lemogein v'tzino aleihem. And the schus of these tzaddikim will protect him. Ukvarkosuv besvarim. So he brings a few maises. One maise he brings, shepam achas hoyoshmat, there was a gzereshmat, v'niglo hamaram alshech bohokitz, v'hitzel le'echot mitoicha hafeichel. And the person was in a gewaldike sakone, and the alshech, after the ptire, came back on this world and rescued him. Why? One person he rescued. Mipnei siba shahoya loimed sifrei betmidus. This person used to learn Sefer HaAlshech. He learned Sefer HaAlshech, so the Alshech was indebted to him. So when he found himself in an eis tzora, the Alshech came and was matzalim. That's tamazay learning a Sefer. Uma gam im yitrach letaretz devrehem. What if a person learns the Sefer, and the Schwerigkeiten, it's not so clear, it's not understandable, it's schwer, and a person will be matriach to try to understand what they're saying. He says, that's go meiridik, shezeh choshuv mi'oid etzlam, that's meiridik choshuv by these tzaddikim. If a person learns their Sefer, and he wants to be mataretz divrayim, he says, that's meiridik choshuv. So he brings from the Sefer Magid Meshorim. Magid Meshorim is a Sefer that the Beis Yosef used to learn with a Malach. The Malach used to come to the Beis Yosef, we have the Sefer, and then the Malach told him, was Tutzach in Himmel, he gave him Musar, we have the Sefer. Malach used to come to him each week, each Parsha, and he told him. So in Sefer Magid Meshorim, Shegiloi Lemoron HaBeis Yosef, so they told the Beis Yosef, Shaharambam hoyo melitz badoi bashamayim mimal. The Rambam was a melitz Yosef for the Beis Yosef. He was mispalo for him. Al shetorach leforeish uletaretz devorov. Since the Beis Yosef was matriach himself to explain the Rambam and to be metaretz, the Beis Yosef, the Shemina Kesef Mishnah of Rambam. So he was teireyach to explain the Rambam and to be mitaretz the Rambam. So the Rambam was a meilitz Yosef, was mispalo for him. Rambam was indebted to him. Ube'eis p'kudosoi, And when the Beis Yosef was nifta, hayenafik la'ape, so the Rambam went out and kegging him. Ukvar huva bahakdome seifa megine shloime. It's brought down in the hakdome of the seifa megine shloime. The megine shloime was a zayd of the Pnei Yeshua. Shal shetorach letaretz divrei Rashi. Zocha, he was zoiche b'shas p'tirosei. It's brought down in the hakdome. A half an hour before the p'tire, he told the oilam to set up chairs. Shebo Rashi v'kol talmidov imoy. That Rashi came to him to be melave him, to be melave the Megine Shloime. Agavuche, in Chedushi Rab Shloime, it's brought down in the Hakdome, the Chedushi Rab Shloime, that Rab Shloime before the Ptire, he told the people who were there, two Oichim came, Rabbi Keveger and Rab Chaim Oizer came. Rabbi Shloime was Yidua, he used to learn Keseder Rabbi Keveger, so Memele, before his Ptire, Rabbi Keveger, Rabbi Chaim Oizer came to be Malave. Zok the Pele Yoyitz, ki kein matoiv lilmoid, divrei hat, we're speaking about learning Alshech, learning Rambam, learning Rashi, matoiv lilmoid divrei hatanoim, vamoiroim, uletaretz divreihem, sheschusom boikas v'oilom. We have to realize what schus we have. We was zoiche to be Messiah, Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah. No, the Olam learns Rosh Hashanah, the last two parakim are very long dish parakim. But the first parak with Zroim and Kechovim, and these are blätter which Ledavoineinu are not learned too often. And when they are learned, it's on the Taisvis, on the Rashi. And to try to understand the Rashi, to try to understand the Taisvis. Rav Chaim Voloshiner says, Chidushei Teire is kol ma sheloimed yoiser umizbarerim hadvorim. Chidushei Teire does not mean that I fa'emfer Taisvis kashe. Some other kevot for Rabbi Chonon. If a person says he fa'emfer Taisvis kashe, he says, don't be proud, you fa'emfer Taisvis kashe, that's anach nebeda fashteisnes Taisvis kashe. That's what really happened. But Chidushei Teire is something else. If you understand Taisvis kashe, the Darkei Chaim brings down, Rabbi Saul Salanter had said, that he said, Rachmon and Etzlan, in the litter, there was a tkufe when Bochum went off the derech. So Rabbi Saul Salanter said, he says, you know why they went off the derech? They learned 100 blätter of Gemara, Rashi, and Taisus, but they didn't have a geschmack in the Taisus. Answer the kasha. What did Taisus hold before? What Taisus hold after? They didn't chap the whole thing. If they would have had a geschmack in Taisus, they would have understood what Taisus held in the kasha, what Taisus said in the Teretz. He said, there would zicha be nimshach to the limud. I heard the same word, God, from the Friedrichsperre Rebbe, Zechayne Levroche. He told someone that, he says, why is it, he spoke in his times, why is it the Litvische Bochrim remain by learning after the Chassene, and by the Chassidische you don't see it? He says, because the Litvische are more frumer than the Chassidische. No, that's not pshat. He says, you know why? Because they have a geschmack in learning, and the Chassidish don't have a geschmack in learning. And that's why the Square Rebbe, all his Rosh Yeshivas were the Rosh Yeshivas, Rav Moshe Grim, Rav Brim, and the Heintike Rosh Yeshiv, they were Gdoilem, Gvaldekelomdem. If a person is able to understand was Tutzach though, what the Kash is, what the Teretz is, a little clawkite, so it's a different mahalach in Ganzen. And that is, Bein Shehu Mechadish, or someone else is Mechadish. What's the chilek? If he's a pshat in the Taisus, or the Chassam Seif is a pshat in Taisus. Rak Sheyotza Hadov Aloyer, but before he didn't know pshat in Taisus, now he knows pshat in Taisus. That's called Chidushei Teire. And we have here a Havtoche. If someone is learning Chidush, if someone is matriach to understand the divrei harishonim, the divrei achronim, so the rishonim and achronim are a gewaldik makir toiv, and there'll be melitza yoyshe for them. So be'emesin we have a gewaldik ahechitimtze. We don't have to be an onus to get a Baal Tefillah. The greatest Schatz was given sich in unser Deir. We can get a Baal Tefillah was is given from the Friedeke Deiris. There's only one ticket you have to pay. If we learn their Svarim and we try to understand what they're saying, Kol Echad Lefi HaSagosai, so we are zoiche that they could be mispalo for us, and their tefillahs gevaldik choshev. So they bishazol helfen the tanoim and the amiroim, the rishonim and the achronim, which we were zoiche to learn in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, should be melitze yoisha for all that came to the shir, for all that made possible that the shir could continue to exist. The Rebbeinu Shlomo zal helfen weiter in Masechtas Yume. We should be zoiche lahaschil ulelilmoid, to be zoiche to understand kol echad lefi hasagosei what we're learning. We should be able to continue our bias goel tzedek.